Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Thank you. adventure coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that.
What really matters is what you like, not what you are like. Books, records, films, these things matter. Call me shallow. It's the fucking truth.
Folks, welcome to your Tuesday episode of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is Ryan. How are we all doing out there? We got a great show for you today. We've got the return of two of my favorite guests, Julie Goldman and Brandi Howard. You might remember them from The People's Couch, but they have an amazing podcast, especially if you're into politics. Now, I know that's a hard sell lately, politics, and we talk about that. Believe me, this is far from politics, our discussion. We get really deep into Beverly Hills, Jeff Lewis's new show. I mean, just, they're just fun as hell. Like, these are guests, you guys, that I want them to be my friends. I want to do school theater with them. I want to go back and do high school theater with them. I want to, like, they're just awesome, and I can't wait for you guys to hear the interview, because they don't hold back, man. They really go with their opinions, and they're just, I don't know. I love it. I think you're going to love it. I'm so happy that they came back. They agreed to come back. I talked to them like, God, what was it? Like 6 months ago or something? It was a long time ago. And I'm always thrilled when Sandra, who reaches out to people for me, I wanted to reach out to them like the next week after I talked to them. And I was so glad that they were going to come back on. I want to talk about a couple of things before we get to that. Don't worry, it's not going to be a long one, because even though you should want a long one, because these are so good. because tomorrow's like a busy day. I've got like four podcasts. I got a couple meetings. It is wild. Thanks to everybody that is going on over to the YouTube and subscribing. I'm going to keep talking about it because I'm proud of it. And we have the Brandi and Julie interview over there as well. If you want to see us laugh like idiots, that's over there. The Sophie interview is over there. We're going to be doing the week's top five, the Bailey Mail, as we called it. It's going to be a little 12-minute YouTube-only thing that should be up at some point this week, which I love. So I just want to talk about go subscribe over there. Rate and review the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I am rushing through these so I can get to the good stuff. You guys, the good stuff is Beyonce's new song just dropped. We talked about it on Monday's episode, but it just dropped. So flippin' excited. It's called Break My Soul. It was supposed to be out at midnight, but then Beyonce was like, you know what? I'm not going to even make you wait. I'm going to release it hours earlier. It is a dance floor hit, you guys. I loved it. Somebody said it reminds them of Thummer than Ibiza, which I don't even know. I've never been to Ibiza, but it must be amazing. So it is, it's great. I think it's awesome. It's positive. There's lyrics in there like release your anger, release your mind, release your job, release the time, release your trade, release the stress, release the love, forget the rest. Hell yeah. That's the kind of Beyonce positivity I'm looking for. And they sample the 1993 Robin S's hit Show Me Love. You got to show me love. Remember? So I'm very, very excited. Now, writing credits on this went to Jay-Z, Adam Pigott, who also aka Black NMILD. I know I'm not pronouncing that right. and Freddie Ross, aka Big Freedia. I'm really, really flipping excited. There's a new Beyonce, and I cannot wait for this album July 29th. So that's a bit of positivity to start your day. Listen to that. You can find it on YouTube. The unfortunate thing, I think you can buy it on iTunes, but it's not streaming. It's only streaming over on Tidal, T-I-D-A-L, that streaming service that Jay-Z bought, which I'm just like, dude, Jay-Z, don't make us do Tidal again. Remember when Jay-Z and Beyonce dropped that entire album years ago, only on Tidal? And I think I got Tidal for like 7 days just for that album. And then I was like, okay, I'm good. Like, I was like, no. Jay-Z, don't do that to Beyonce. Don't make her do, you know, your little, like, we need her in the big leagues. We need her with Spotify. We need her with Apple Podcasts. Come on. In the Bravo news, the Bravo sphere is wild because we are also prepping for, like I said, Southern Charm and Ultimate Girls Trip Season 2, which will premiere on Thursday on Peacock as well. And we got pictures today. Dude, Ramona and Vicky, Ramona and Vicky and Jill Zarin are all together. And of course, I smart ass commented, I said, what are you guys doing here without Dorinda? But then Dorinda was hanging out with like Tamara and other, like, so I think they're all in New York for press and stuff for Ultimate Girls Trip 2. Now, there is this weird rumor that, okay, this Dorinda Deadly Twitter account, I believe that's the correct title, they released an image of the Real Housewives of New York legacy coming in 2023 to Bravo. And it was supposedly like they released it like it was an official show image. Now, the thing is, what have we learned these last couple of weeks on this show? It's like all the bullshit we can't buy into. Like, this is the same account that also said that they were doing Real Housewives of Scottsdale, Real Housewives of Nashville, and Real Housewives of, what was it, like Evanston or something? And that turned out to be not true. So this is the same account that put it, and I'm like, dude, at this point, I could make cover art and say, hey, it's the Real Housewives of Mars. So I don't know how true that is. I know they are doing the legacy show. I just don't think they have an image for it. But here's the other thing. Guess who then released a photo? This IG, man. I'm telling you, Bravo, if you're listening, and I swear to God, if you steal this idea, I will do something. I will bite my pillow. I will be very angry. Is that you need me to host a show every week on Bravo. We'll put it after Watch What Happens Live one time a week where I catch everybody up on the here and now in Bravo Instagram news. Because it's too much. It's like it's too much to keep up on. But we need Bravo to know that Bethany Frankel and Jill Zarin were on the same private jet today. This is exactly how Yellow Jackets started. Like, imagine if that private jet, crashes, and then we got another Yellow Jackets or another Lost. I mean, the possibilities are endless. Could you imagine a Real Housewives literal Survivor series where they crash the plane? They're just like, Bethany eats Jill Zarin. Like, it could go crazy, you guys. But really, so that happened today, too. So we're like, whoa, what's going on? Did Bethany sign up for the legacy show? Because, you know, Andy said it's pretty much a lock that Jill Zarin's going to be in it. And, you know, I 100% want Jill Zarin in any Real Housewives of New York legacy show, along with Dorinda, along with Sonia, along with Luann. Ramona, I know it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But I don't know, that was exciting. It is kind of that weird little bit of endorphin you get. Endorphins and dopamine and all of that, like, you know, all that good shit that makes you happy. Like, just a picture like that will do it. Just a Beyonce song or a Jill Zarin, Bethany Frankel private jet moment. That makes me happy, you know? It's like, I don't need a lot. I do need you to leave the 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But other than that, oh, and the YouTube thing. But other than that, very exciting. Also, Below Deck Sailing Yacht, you guys, ended tonight. We got exciting news that there will be a Zoom reunion on next week for Below Deck Sailing Yacht. And I got to tell you, man, Below Deck is just the best comfort food. It is just, I love it. It is a great yin-yang with Housewives shows. Below Deck to me is wildly entertaining, even though there's little plot lines, you know, and you have the charter guests. Every episode is potentially a new charter guest. And there's, you know, dynamics like, you know, there's Gary sleeping with literally every woman that works on the sailing yacht. You know, like you have little things like that, but there's never these big, I mean, sometimes like Below Deck Med, you had the Valium whole incident, and Captain Sandy fired Hannah, the chief stew, because she had a Valium prescription and like a weed pin. And that was in the heart of the pandemic. So we were all extra angry about that. I could still get myself to the same level of anger if I really think, if I'm, you know what, I am getting there. I'm thinking about it and I'm getting angry again. I am there right now. So, but yeah, they had the last episode tonight. And it's always sad because you're like, you'll never get this iteration of this cast again, because every season is kind of, you'll have a couple of the same people. Like, I'm sure Gary and Captain Glenn and Daisy will be back, maybe Colin, but not the rest. And Below Deck Sailing Yacht, I also love because I don't have to recap it. So I can just watch it and enjoy it and go, ooh, look what the chef is cooking. That looks wonderful. Wow. What an accomplished chef. Like, it's just a fun show to watch. So I'm sad that the season is over. If you have not seen it, you can catch up on all of it over on Peacock. We did get good news, though, if you do like the Below Deck franchise, because we have now a return date for Below Deck Med. And now that is the one with Captain Sandy. And so Below Deck Med is supposedly, it is going to be coming back on So Below Deck Sailing Yacht wrapped on June 20th. That is today. And Below Deck Mediterranean is going to be, where is that date that I just lost in my notes? Please, can somebody come and live with me and tell me everything that I need to do? Because I can't keep track of anything. Okay, here it is. I found it. It returns July 11th, but if you have Peacock, you get early access on July 4th. And what better way to celebrate our nation's independence than with an all-new season of Below Deck Med? Also, really good news, you guys. Malia will not be on this season. I don't know if all you guys, all you Malia stands out there, she will not be on this season. So I'm sorry to disappoint you if I'm the first one to let you know that. But no Malia this season, but I cannot wait. Captain Sandy's like, oh, I'm Captain. Like, Captain Sandy, she's just like, she loves the sea. I like Captain Lee a little bit better. But Captain Sandy, she, you know, she's just hovering. She reminds me of my mother in a way. She's just always hovering. She's like, are you going to do your taxes? Like, that is Captain Sandy. But it's like, Captain Sandy, remember last season when she was always in the kitchen? Like, what are you doing? Are you cooking? You cooking in here? Yes, Captain Sandy, I'm a chef. That is what we're doing. We are cooking. So I'm very excited that that is coming back. I don't know. Below Deck, for some reason, just love it. Also, I just watched Seeking Sister Wives, the third episode on TLC. It's a batshit show, you guys. It's just troubling. That's all I can say. It is a troubling show on so many. This one couple is thinking about getting this other lady involved in their sister, in their wives, you know, the multiple partner situation. And they're talking with her and they're like, hey, you know, what's your deal with work? And she's like, I'm a nurse and I work 12-hour shifts. And the guy's like, well, we kind of would need you to be a little bit more around the house. I have a job. I'm a successful, you know, contractor, and we would need you another set of hands around here. And then they did a talking head, and the guy was like, well, this seems like a red flag. And I'm like, your whole existence seems like a red flag. What are you talking about? This is like, I love when people live wild lifestyles or just so off the beaten path, and then they have red flags. They're like, this, I don't know. I get the heebie-jeebies from this, you know? Good stuff. Oh, for everybody that was messaging me today about my dad's Father's Day gift, if you would listen to Monday's show, I shared with you guys that old dipshit McGee, me, I got him a nice gift certificate. I built it myself. No, but, and I delivered it to the wrong email address because my dad has a Hotmail, not a Gmail. And luckily, Linda over at this place took care of it, sent him a new gift certificate. But I was it all worked out. My mom was very excited. My dad was, you know, I don't think he was like, okay, cool. We'll go check. I'll go have a meal there. I'm like, great, good, good, good. So but thank you to all the people that messaged me about it. One person messaged me, goes, you know, you need to email the person that you did send it to. And I was just like, yeah, would that be weird? Like, hey, bud, I'm the guy that acted like I was your son. They sent you a gift certificate. That was me. Did it scare you? You know, like it would have been kind of just funny. Also, here's something that have you guys been getting a lot of like texts, catfish texts lately? I've been getting catfish texts where it'll be like, it'll start something like, Bobby, I can't do that. Please, just let's hang out later. And I'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. This is the wrong number. It's not Bobby. Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. And I'll be like, no worries. And they'll be like, well, what's your name? And I'll be like, Jax Taylor. And they'll be like, Jax Taylor, it's a beautiful name. What's going on with you? And then I realize I'm getting catfished. And it's like really exciting for like, that's just a huge opportunity for me. Because first off, too, I can see where the catfish stuff can sometimes work if you're lonely, because you're like, oh, cool, you know. But you also then at some point want to drop the pretense, like, ah, I know there's a catfish, but if you want to talk about like 90 Day Fiance or something, I'm totally down. The only thing worried too is like, I think I've gotten like three of those catfish things in the last week. I've never gotten catfish things before, so I don't know if I'm getting like on some kind of prank list or whatever. But at the same time, it's kind of nice to, you know. You know, when anybody reaches out, like I'm really busy, but it's still really nice sometimes if you're just like, oh, okay, well, have a good night. Like it's, I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, it's like, I think it gets bad when you have to give somebody money. When they're like, hey, there's this guy on TikTok, you guys. And he just does that. He gets into long conversations with people who catfish him. But he does it like acting like he doesn't realize he's getting catfished. So he'll take it all the way, like where they'll always ask him for gift certificates and stuff like that. And that's how I knew I was getting catfished. But like, I haven't gotten asked to get like, maybe it is somebody I know now, because I haven't asked to be like, will you go down and get me like three Amazon gift certificates? Nobody's done that to me yet. So cross your fingers, send good vibes out that hopefully that can happen for me this week. Listen, did everybody get off work today? I know it was a national holiday for Juneteenth, but I know we didn't get mail, but did everybody have off work? I know Meditza had off work, but I don't know. Did any of you, like, I don't know how it all works. Like, I don't work a regular job anymore. I do this full time, and I didn't give myself today off, so I don't know. But anyways, I'm going to let you go with that. We had some fun the first 20 minutes. As you can tell, I'm hyper as usual. Let's get into our guests, because I thought this was just a blast. You guys need to go subscribe to their Patreon, where they do not talk politics. I want to remind everybody of that. They even reminded me of that, you know, like, hey, on the Patreon, we talk about all sorts of stuff that has nothing to do with politics. But you can find all the information you need on them at julieandbrandy.com. Their podcast is called Dumb Gay Politics. You remember them, of course, from the People's Couch. But also, we bring this up, but like, they're just the best guests. I mean, Heather McDonald has them on all the time. Jeff Lewis has them on all the time. And I think tomorrow I'm actually going to be doing their podcast. So I'll let you know when that airs. But we will be talking about the January 6th hearing. So fun stuff, you guys. But here we talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We talk about Jeff Lewis's new show. And we just, I don't know, I had a great time. I hope you have a great time listening to this. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. I will talk to you bright and early on Wednesday. Bye, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to iHeartRadio's So Bad It's Good. Today, we have returning guests that I am so thrilled to have back. I was just talking to Heather McDonald last week on the show and just saying like how much they rock as like just even just guests. But I need to see them on TV again. I need to see them everywhere. Their podcast, Dumb Gay Politics, you can find on all podcasting platforms, as well as the Patreon, which we're going to talk about, has some really interesting things that you're going to need in your life immediately. Brandy Howard and Julie Goldman, welcome back to the show. Oh,
thank you so much.
Hey, sexy. Good to see you.
Wait,
again.
Did you just go? She was just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this again.
No, I can't believe. No. I can't believe what comes out of my mouth on the Patreon.
Yeah.
That's what I can't believe.
See, because before we started recording, I was listening to last week's episode and you guys did an amazing, a beautiful song. I didn't even realize it was an original, but it was like a Puss Puss.
You thought it was a Kelly Clarkson remake?
Yeah, I was like, wait a second, is this Kelly Oakey? Is it like a Puss Puss and Stress Pig song?
Yes. Right.
We can find more of that on the Patreon.
Oh, yes. If you enjoy duets and music. And
oh, I do.
Oh, yes. Ballads, power ballads, adult contempt.
This week we did Jizzy Nagila, which is a gay club version of Hava Nagila.
Uh-huh. Oh. And that's for Pride Month too. That's such a great thing to have out there.
Absolutely. And synagogues across America, if they want to support and be allies to the LGBTQ community, they should really get into the Jizzy Nagila. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And you know what? We love a gay anthem. We earlier this month did Andre the Scat Queen. Yeah. That was also about a gay possum or raccoon.
A raccoon. Oh. Pretending to be a rat.
On a gay cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way this is kind of like a formal announcement of like a Broadway run of some kind of show happening? I know, yes. Book of Mormon was hugely successful. Yeah. Will there be any of these songs on Broadway eventually?
Andre the Scat Queen had a full, I mean, there was also a ballad because he got rejected by the mice because he was pretending to be a mouse. And then Julie did a full, it was a Broadway style ballad about him being lonely.
I love a spotlight Disney moment when the person has their like "Let It Go" song or whatever.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The spotlight moment of like, will it be me? You know. So I just can't help it. I don't know what it is.
It was after the mice were like, "Get out of here, Andre! Gross. We don't want to get pooed on. You're not even a mouse."
I mean,
this is real. Where this happens.
Wait, okay, so a follow up question: are you guys all right? Like, is everything okay?
No. We're not all right.
Your show, actually, you say it's okay. You talk about politics, but you talk about it like reality shows. And unfortunately, lately, I don't think there really is anything. It's just gotten less and less funny. I guess maybe that hence the songs.
Yes. And we literally on today. So our podcast, the political podcast that's going to drop today
comes out.
It'll be out like whatever.
It comes out on Tuesdays.
Yeah. We have to tell people things have gotten so dark and so grotesque to the point where we can't even, there's nothing, it's so awful.
It's too hard to make funny now.
Yes.
And you keep adding to it too. You're like, okay, abortion. And then you got the trial, the January, nobody cares about that. Like, it's just wild.
Mass murders every day.
And we've got desensitized to it because even then I was like wondering about you guys about reality shows, because then you go over to reality shows and it's like, Erica Jane, did she steal or not? Jen Shaw getting arrested in a Sprinter van, like all of these things kind of come into, and I don't know what's real and what's reality anymore. It's becoming wild.
It is wild. And it's also becoming, it's like, it's all becoming a commentary. I mean, listen, even fucking Sutton, you know what I mean? What'd she say? Was it dark? Yeah. Was it racist? Well, I don't know. Did you hear the new news? Yeah. I'm sure you did, because you are
okay. This is
Scat Queen, Ryan.
Can I use that for a poll quote? Is that cool?
Yeah, I mean, you're one of my favorite people. I think
I always get scared when you like one of my tweets, because I'm like, oh, I forgot you follow me. Cause like it's like, you know, you're like always waiting for the people you respect to unfollow. Like, that's just me. Like, I'm always waiting for that shoe to drop. But Sutton, you guys, what she's referring to is that, of course, this past couple of weeks, we've argued back and forth about the word dark. The word, you know, what does the word dark mean? And Sutton's like, my family has a great reputation. I'll say, how dare you? How dare you say that about me, Crystal?
We approach everything with love. We approach everything with love in our family.
That jacuzzi is a bouillabaisse. It's a United Nations jacuzzi. I say, everybody is welcome in my jacuzzi. But what happened then, you guys, is that a girl did a TikTok.
Now, Julie doesn't know this, so this is going to be news to Julie.
Hang on to your coal mining ass right now. Like, this is going to be insane. This girl made a TikTok that is supposedly friends with Sutton's daughter and says, I had to cut a BFF out of my life because their mother was racist and kept calling me Chinese. And she's like, I'm not Chinese. And it's one of those TikTok things where the girl's just like looking into the distance. You know, TikTok, I don't necessarily understand. Like, the information's in the writing and she's just staring off into space. So we don't have more of that story, but allegedly this is one of the girls that Sutton thought she was inviting into the jacuzzi.
The child was in the jacuzzi. I thought she said her son, but I guess she must have said daughter.
She referred to the different ethnicities that were in the pool and in the hot tub.
Yeah.
So, but you're saying that this girl saying she's not Chinese.
No, she goes, when I have to dropped my best friend of 5 years in high school because her mother's racist. And then her mother becomes a housewife and tells a story of her daughter in the jacuzzi with the Chinese girl. So basically this is just happening on Twitter.
Wow.
And this bitch, and you know, and then there's a whole thousands of debates underneath. Like,
oh, I got tagged in a bunch of stuff. Yes. What do you say about Sutton now, Ryan? Cause I was like, hey, I like Sutton standing up for herself with Erica. I didn't say that. I don't think Sutton has not ever said any. I know Sutton said dumb crap. I know it. Like, there's not a doubt in my mind.
She's an idiot.
She's a moron. Yeah. She's a full moron. Like, she's a living, walking moron.
With a star. Wait, I mean, I didn't have a gun to my head, but yeah, like...
I had a gun to my head last night. I was waiting for the Frenchman to get brought in for immigration. Like,
okay. In her defense, you know how hard it is to bring in interior design. That's why I always go with Jeff Lewis, because he's here. He's local. Right. But yeah, Sutton is like always 6 foot in her mouth. But can you at least agree with me in the battle between her and Erica? Do you side with Sutton in that battle at least?
I definitely keep thinking Erica keeps... Now listen, we did meet Erica in real life recently, so we consider her...
Oh, no, you're friend. Oh, no.
I need all of it.
What happened?
Was she waiting at your table? She said she introduced herself as Erica Girardi, and we were like, oh, we're aware, but can you believe she used that last name? Because this was in January.
Yeah,
we spent a whole evening with her at Leah Black's. We were at a political fundraiser.
Oh, Leah, of course.
Yes, yeah. For Eric Swalwell, who's like the hottest guy in Congress. And we went to this fundraiser. We were basically like manning the In-N-Out burgers. Like, Leah's like, you can come just babysit the In-N-Out burger. So we were like, doing shit.
And yeah, like fake arranging them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yes. And well, okay.
Yeah.
Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Did you? Yeah. Okay.
So basically the owner of the company, Evolution, who does Beverly Hills Housewives.
And Vanderpump and all that stuff, right?
Right. So we did the Vanderpump Rules after show. So we know him. She came to the fundraiser with him. We introduced him to Leah. So of course, even though we're doing the fake In-N-Out burgers, we still were like, Alex, hello, darling. Wonderful. We're not on Bravo anymore. We're actually waitresses now at Leah's.
He's like, I'm glad you landed on your feet, lady. Yeah. This is great. Yeah.
Exactly. So we were just lurked, and she said Erica Girardi, yeah, which that was the most notable thing. She is frozen in fucking time. Like, the bitch is gorgeous in real life. Mm-hmm. And wasn't wearing sunglasses, didn't need to. And but in the Sutton breakdown of it, even though Erica, she's like a sister to us now.
No, I can tell you. You guys, you
know. But that said, she constantly tries to like dunk on her in every conversation. Erica tries to dunk on Sutton.
Yeah.
It's kind of exhausting. And it's like, you're not really ratioing her at all. You're not even doing anything. So that I think is dumb. I think I wish she would just sit there and just ice her out. I think
you said what? That's amazing coming from you.
Now she's kind of relegated to I almost felt like it's like you stop believing in the boogeyman. Like, and everybody's barely it's like Erica doesn't exist anymore. Like, she's always at the end of the table going, yeah, but what did she say about this? And she's like a drunk aunt all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah, she's trying to chime in and just be like, did you hear what she said? yes, we did. Yeah. I don't know. I think Sutton's an idiot and a moron and I can't stand her. At the same time, I think that when Crystal, who I find to be the most insufferable on the planet.
That's a brave take. That is a brave take right now.
Sorry.
So I want to. Oh, no, I love it.
Insufferable.
Julie, for some whatever reason, she can't stand her husband and she gets really triggered by the
house. This is great.
Fun
fact, you guys. I don't know if you do. You know, he directed The Lion King. It's a movie. It's like a cartoon. You guys would probably write songs for something like this in the future. But
is it a cartoon?
You mean the Disney Lion King?
That's the one. He did it.
Hakuna Matata.
That's the one. Yes.
That's why they're so rich, because he directed Hakuna Matata.
Yes. I thought he did comedies too and stuff. I don't love for him to hire me for anything. This is John Julie. That's a Julie Goldman.
Yeah, by the way, I feel like you might be, because you guys could be like two little meerkats in a sequel or something like that. Like, voice.
Right, what did he say? What's he doing? Scat Queen. Come here.
Right. But I can't.
I don't know why Drew or Crystal triggers her. Maybe because she's young.
She triggers me. I can't stand. The thing is this. Maybe it's that's her age and maybe it's whatever. I don't know what it is. But at some point, we have to be able to allow people to be more. There's a point at which someone doesn't, isn't hateful. They're just an idiot.
Yes.
And I don't think, and I truly don't believe that Sutton is hateful. I don't. I don't know what her past. I don't know what she did with people in the hot tub. I don't know what she said in her past.
We don't know if she molested all the kids in the hot tub.
I don't know.
Okay. Very hateful in the hot tub.
I'm acknowledging what I'm seeing in front of me at the moment. And what I see is just an idiot. I don't see someone who's malicious and mean and
like
and
she didn't wants... walk in on the when she was changing to trigger her fucking anorexia.
Look at this naked body before me.
Yeah, and it's just like, tell me you're that girl. It's like, you know what, Crystal? You were trying to catch her. You are trying to back her into a corner. You are trying to be provocative to a point that has no actual compassion, empathy, or understanding. I don't appreciate it. And I think it makes the conversation worse. I think it's because of people like you that makes things even more divisive and makes the problem worse in America. How about that? Deal with it. Come for
me. Damn. Well, it was good to talk to you guys again. We look forward to everything. No, that is actually... It is really interesting to watch all of this because you can see it almost even like unites like Kyle, Dereed. Even Dereed started using her own real voice. She was like, what the fuck are you talking about, Crystal?
Exactly, because what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you need to validate my feelings. It's like, we don't need to fucking validate your feelings all the time. All anyone needs to do is hear what you have to say, but we don't have to agree with it. She's such a fucking asshole. I'm sorry. I can't take it. Ryan, I can't.
We're just so triggered from our own podcast, politics and social
media. No, listen, get it out. Please. I scream every day now on the show. And it's like, there's never a resolution. And that's why I hate it. Like I used to like, this is all turning me towards like math and science where there's like absolute answers because there's no answers anymore. And there's just more questions again. Like we're even making these reality shows where I used to watch Vicki Gunvalson argue about a family van. And now I'm talking about like racial relations and all of that. And this isn't Jeopardy. These ladies aren't mental powerhouses. Like, nor should they be expected to be, you know,
at the ski slope.
Oh, exactly. Like that's what we want. Are they privileged? Are they privileged white rich women? Yes, they are. And that's why you're there, Crystal. So it's like, I'm sorry. It's you can't, we are watching and are a part of this thing that is grotesque. And you're walking in here acting like it isn't. And then when we're trying to, we can change, we can evolve, we can whatever. I do not appreciate someone who comes in and is doing a gotcha thing when they are unaware of their own self. And I just do not, appreciating at all? I don't think so.
The fact that you sign up for a reality show already makes you suspect. You're not already bigger than somebody because you agreed to do this in the first place.
You're richer than any of them. I can't.
To lower the temperature.
Going back to Erica for a second though, one of the only comedic reliefs I do believe is that they keep shading her like pool house. Like, by the way, the house that she lived, they'll always show this background. Like the house is, I've been like, it's a nice house, but they show it from the back where it looks like it's a little pool house and they keep going like Erica's shack, you know? And like, it's weird now that like, this thing about her, like, yeah, Crystal has a lot of money. And now Erica's getting to a point where she doesn't have money. So it's almost like this ruling class where Crystal and Sutton now can go at Erica because they know she doesn't have money anymore. It's like a really weird system.
And that's why it's like, it's totally become like, it's become a commentary on like the real divide. That's what's, and by the way, that's not even why we watch Bravo. We want to escape that bullshit. And I don't appreciate a 38-year-old getting cast on the shit. I need a fucking 6-year-old pretending she's 50 straight up. I don't want anyone on the we've had the best comedy with Erica. Well, first of all, her getting direct because they were all talking around the darkness. And Erica's like, you can call her racist, Tom Girardi, whatever.
Right. She, like, what you're worried about is that she's calling you racist. All right.
Finally,
someone said it. Because that is what Crystal's inferring the entire time.
We've most enjoyed watching Erica lurk, yeah, delurk on, yes, Diana's cash,
oh, yeah,
money.
Now,
oh, the rings. Could you get the Black Panther one? I always wanted it. And you know she said that in the hopes of Diana going, oh, hey, would you hold on to this for me? You know, like just to.
Yeah. Watching Erica at work, finally being able to watch her in her like grifting, yes, conning element.
It's a delight. Her own spinoff, like Erica's
grift. Yeah. I mean, she has had some chef's kiss, hilarious moments.
Yeah.
I mean, she really is shining through.
Yeah.
Well, but see, this is where it gets like almost political for me, is that this, you know, we've now been in this fucking bubble for like 6 years where we just have to put another theory out. Like she's at the house. She goes, well, maybe the victims were paid off. If they're even victim. And I'm like, wow. Like all you have to do is just put a new theory out there, yeah, into the universe, because it's proven now at least 30% of people will believe you. Like at least, you know,
The stands, they just fall in line. They don't, yeah, give a shit.
Yeah.
They don't. They're we're all just QAnon in different directions.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy that what they'll believe and do.
It is crazy. It is crazy. Cause you watch the show, like we're watching people in a show, like they're characters in a show. And then, and they are, but at the same time, they're real people doing real things. But then when you grow attached to someone, like we're attached to Jen Shah, we don't want that shit to be true. We want it not to be true. And as more of it becomes out that it's true, it genuinely hurts.
Yeah.
Genuinely hurts.
We're like, old people deserve it. They're so good.
Yeah.
If
they're going to be dumb with their money, that's their thing.
Yeah. You know?
Like, let's say they're welcome in Sutton's pool anytime, but I don't want to hear about their money. Yeah.
It's so disappointing. Like, you don't want, you rail against it. But then at some point, you just have to accept it.
Yeah.
And it's
sad. That's the thing with reality shows, especially it's like, it almost depends on us, the audience. It's like, we get to throw our opinion, like second screen technology now is taken over where we're talking about like some girl on TikTok saying that Sutton might, like, this is wild. We're creating, like, it's almost out of control now where there's a full different story happening on all these other social
media.
So much anxiety.
And the thing that Crystal didn't, I don't know whether she's, whatever the accusation is or isn't, to throw around, to accuse someone of being racist is, I feel, dark. That is the darkness. Unless you have full, I want proof and I want it now, to do that is so damaging and so incredibly,
it's like homophobic, transphobic, Islamophobic.
Right, you're gonna put this on someone, and it's like calling someone a pedophile or saying that they're accused of rape. That stuff sticks whether it's true or not. And it's so, I just think it's so gross. Unless we know that it's real and there's proof and it's right there and it's in front of us, those kind of accusations spawn the TikToks, the comments, the throwing, the hate, the vitriol, the da-da-da. And that person is now left and holding that and sits in that no matter what.
Wait, can I pitch a show to you guys for you?
Yeah.
This is what I want. You did the Bravo Vanderpump after show. Amazing. You know, people's couch, all that stuff. But what about Fact Check with Julian Brandy?
With Brulee.
We got to save on the name, on the logo, Brulee. But what if after each show, you investigate, okay, this is absolutely not true. We look into this. This is not true. This is
great.
And that way you can feel like you got a little addendum to the bullshit that you've just watched.
I mean, I do want to say, I appreciated you saying that it turns into that meme of that weird white blonde lady who looks and it's all the equations around her. You know, the lady who's looking off and she has a confused, like sad look and it's equations. We want absolute answers. We never get, nothing gets resolved. Never. This shit has become more upsetting. So I just do want to clarify for anyone who, hopefully no one's watching this. Hopefully people are only listening, because if no one should be looking at us. I want to clarify that when we've stopped, we our show got canceled in 2016, People's Couch.
Yeah.
We stopped watching Bravo. And although
I know, you told me. You told it was me that. Like, it broke my heart.
literally, it felt like we tried to quit freebasing cocaine off a hot waffle. It was the hardest thing to kick in the world. We became dry drunks. We became actual alcoholics and drug addicts. We became dry drunks off Bravo. We're like watching Big Brother, watching like
Alone.
Yes,
yeah, naked and afraid.
Shitty reality.
Anything.
Yeah. Anything.
Chrisley like, knows best. Give it to me. Yeah.
Find it. Yeah. Yeah. So even though we're now, and it seems like we're coming in so hot on Beverly Hills, we dipped our toe back in. We don't do New York. We don't do any of them, but we do Salt Lake City and we do Beverly Hills. So even though, I mean, cause we're coming across like,
we have a lot of baggage, but we're also coming in from doing a political podcast and dealing with a political world 24/7, then entering into a world of which someone isn't in a political world, but is making something political for 2 seconds and ruining someone's life. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I there's no middle ground. I'm going into this feeling like, as much as we love watching this shit, the shit show of it all, whatever, like just to make something extreme and ruining someone's life to me just seems unfair and unwarranted. Yeah. Unless that shit is proven.
Well, and it never will be.
How will we know? How would we know?
Because and we're only watching for our sister Erica and also our other FP favorite person, Kath Hilton. Leave it to Bravo. Leave it to Bravo, everyone.
Dude, okay, I will say, okay, I don't know if you guys, you're aware of the whole, Rinna Hilton and then this other mysterious gentleman, Patrick, who was a private PR. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was
like this huge thing where he was like then having conversations with Bravo Instagram accounts. Yeah. And they were like, I've got the truth. It was Kathy that hired this guy. And he had like a specific dollar amount. Like I was paid $27,737.40, but I filled out a 1099, which I just crack up to think about Kathy Hilton going, I need a license. And, he did this whole thing and we all just bought it. We all go, Kathy did this. And listen, I know Kathy is probably conniving in certain ways. I know she's probably said horrible things, but at the same time, this was so blatantly not true in so many ways.
And we didn't buy it. Julie wouldn't have cared. Julie wants Kathy Hilton to make love to her and call her Bob Saget all night.
Is this like? Make a wish Foundation to do stuff like this.
We didn't believe it. We didn't care.
There comes a point, I don't know, maybe it's because of everything we know with what we've gone through. And it's like, if the work, I understand if she said the F word to someone, that's terrible. That's awful. It's rude. It's mean. But if anyone listening or anyone in the world has ever looked at a woman and called her a bitch, they do not have a right to say that that person should be canceled, because that word to me is like that word. There's only one word on the planet that is unlike any other word. And we all know what that word is. And that word begins with an N. So that word is the only word, in my opinion, is the unforgivable word or whatever. Yeah. Everything else. Okay.
Yeah, we heard when she called him cunt. We wouldn't care. No one would care.
If everybody who's called a woman a bitch, and every single human being has and continues to do so, can't live with
Julie's
the fact.
Like so on a high horse.
Yeah, we're done. Hey, the planet is done. It's over.
You're going to cancel a woman because she called this guy. You know, I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's rude and it's insulting and it's terrible and it's baggage and it's whatever. And I'm gay and I get it. But at the same time.
You're gay?
I know.
But this is huge. This is going to be huge for the numbers.
I'm on a high horse. It's everybody else's high horse that's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to cancel people for a low moment in their life, and their whole world is destroyed because of something they said in the heat of anger or when they're drunk or when they're fucked up. And I'm fucking sick of it. I'm done. I'm so sick of it, Ryan. It's
driving me insane. I was playing this game on the show where I was like, you can take I said, I've done so much content. You can take out of context things that I've said in character voices of like, oh, you just a big old fat person. I was talking about myself, by the way. Yeah. But you can take that and go, look at what Ryan said on an iHeartRadio podcast today about fat people. Like, you could literally do that to me at this point. Thankfully, I don't think I'm at a point where anybody would. I mean, no, who knows?
Thank God. Honestly, we lost a job, the biggest job we were ever going to get in our whole lives. That's why we're full drunks to the end of the spectrum now. We need rehab. All because we're literally going on our Twitter that should probably go. But it didn't even matter. We had a podcast called Why is Putin such a twat? They're like, we can't have you. We can't. I mean, we're calling, senators, we are saying that they should be slapped by 10,000 dicks, and they just couldn't touch us with the 10-foot pole.
Truth to power, yeah.
I mean,
they're just, everyone is so unforgiving. I don't know. Self-righteous and unforgiving. I don't understand.
Nobody's come out perfect. And listen, and then it's I will beat myself up for small things that I do. I'm like, oh, you did this and you did that.
Oh, yeah.
But and you try to learn from it. And then sometimes you're just like, fuck, I still make these same dumb mistakes that I do. But to other people, they're like, have you guys ever read bad things about yourself? I've read. I'd like to read some for you. No, but I remember reading something bad about that they got totally wrong. And then I'm like, I don't even know this person. I don't even know. They're like, we don't talk about Ryan Bailey. Bailey's name in these parts. I'm like, what did I do? You don't talk about me in these parts? What are you talking about? This is a Facebook group I was a part of. I'm here
Facebook
in this Facebook group.
Facebook is the worst.
But I was like, what did I do?
That feeling of being so misunderstood.
Yeah.
And then all these people are having to live with it. And it's like as if no one too, when the Kathy Hilton, we're all problematic and we've all been way worse in the past. We're all just growing up and growing. And it's I just picture with Kathy Hilton, I'm like, she was getting, that guy, that cunty gay guy was probably on whoever's side, and he knows housewives. He's a DJ or whoever in that room. And he's on whoever's side.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's and DJs are cunts, and I love DJs. I mean, I'm always I always have to go make a request and I get scared. I'm like, oh God, I hope he's not a bitch. I have to go up. And it's I think it's especially with that word, every single person has said that word. I mean, we all used to use it.
It's
for fun. F word.
And you hear it and it's off-putting and it's insulting and it's hurtful. And I don't want to invalidate the pain of what you're saying. But at the same time, I don't accept that Kathy Hilton spewed that out of nowhere, that person who received that word, and I'm not-
Was being lovely?
I'm saying, were they being a delightful angel? Were they just being like, oh, Kathy, may I please hug you, and may I please give you donuts, Kathy? I just want to be around you, Kathy.
Kathy was like, enough Madonna. Oh, I'm tired of it. What possibly would get her
enraged?
Something
happened to make this person so irate, and I'm not saying that it was
right,
that it was right, but at some point we are not all victims and we are not all oppressors. We are all everything, and you have to be able to see your role in doing
situations.
And people like Crystal do not, and Kathy certainly won't ever, because she's 67 years old. She's richer than anyone on the planet. She's privileged beyond. So, okay, fine. But it's just, I can't.
But do you also think Kathy even gives a fuck? You really think Kathy goes, oh my God. Oh, Instagram, Bravo loves Bravo lover on Instagram says that do you think she gives a rip? She doesn't even know how to work her iPad,
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I would think.
And thank God, we're so standing by Kath. We want Carter out of the family.
Yeah. See you later,
we
Carter.
We love Paris.
Wait. Did you watch the Paris show?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Twice.
Carter comes off a little weird, right? There's some
weird.
Listen,
if you think she's on a high horse now, we have to be careful where we go with, because we want Paris to love us, and we love Paris and we love Kat.
I love Paris too, but Carter,
can't
it was
stand
just
Carter. Can't
it
stand
was really interesting. And then to see the dynamic between Kathy and Carter, and I was like, Paris was just in the 3-week anniversary gifts and the month-long anniversary, and I'm just like, this is like, I know we all want Paris to be happy, we want Britney to be happy, but at the same time, I'm like, this is this can't be good in the long run. Like, Paris likes to do things with other people, and he seems like he
wants to. You can't control Paris. You don't control Paris. You don't try and oppress Paris, okay, Carter? You don't try and make Paris have a different name. That's her name. You don't get to make her take your name because you're some depressive man. Stop it, Carter. You don't do that to Paris.
Also, we think those name conversations should come much earlier in the discussion than on a reality show. Like, that's why, that's the other thing too that creeps in, of like, what's real and what's not real.
Right.
Like, and Heather, how often
Heather will you... McDonald did say
she didn't think it was real.
She thought that particular conversation was for the drama. So we did have to sort of, because we got so caught up, we were buying it hook, line, and sinker.
I bought it all. I bought it all.
See, but it's reality. So I want, like, the government. Do you guys ever want this? Like, where the government, I don't like them doing a lot of things, but what if they started, like we start fining companies if we find out this shit isn't real? Like, if you're going to put it up for real, because we consume it as reality, and then you're like, it's just for the camera, guys. It's just like, I don't want to know that. Like, then do it for the cameras.
And we are so deep in the game that the nuance was there. I don't care what the manufactured storyline is. The nuance was there. We couldn't stand, even that when you're doing your, his doing his acting, he's patronizing, he's controlling. We don't like him for her. We don't, we're upset they have the embryos. We want to go break in and steal the fucking embryos. That might
that's
be a lot.
That's a good Ocean's 11 movie kind of a thing. Yeah.
Like, ooh, that's
we
good.
Want
yeah,
those,
I like that.
We want those fucking embryos and we want to destroy the embryos. Just... I'm sorry, but we don't want her to have, we don't. We need her to have Julie's baby. Seriously.
Right. That's right.
Hey, wait, okay. Wait. Here, Julie. Between Kathy and Paris, who would be the dream? If you had to choose.
I see where we're
Sophie's going. Sophie's choice. I see where we're going.
Oh, God. Between Kathy and Paris.
That is hard.
That's very challenging. Like, I don't know.
I mean, maybe make love to Paris because she seems very good in the sack, but have Kath walk you around and zhuzh up all her Christmas trees and show you all her toys.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder what Kath could do for your life? Like, I always wonder, like, what Kath could just do with my simple bedroom or, you know, like, what, like, she would, like, get me in shape like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is, like, Kath, like, likes to have, like, TV dinners by the TV.
Nice TV trays.
I like that life. Like, I like just, like, we're going to sit, we're going to have our thing by the tray, by the TV. But, yeah, I mean, that's hard.
The whole family. I mean, we just love it. We love
it. TV tray, though, that scene last year of her and Kyle having their tomato soup and grilled cheese. And I was like, wow, stars. They're just like us. Like, it was truly amazing.
The same TV trays that Julie, I swear Julie has those. Those are from IKEA.
Oh, I have one of those trays that you put into bed with you. Like, that's how sad it's gotten. Like, it's like, I'll take my meal in bed, you know?
To my own self. I say to myself,
there's nobody I'm talking to.
As I'm holding it, I'm like, I'll take my meal in bed, myself. Thank you. And then put it into the bed.
The one last thing about the Paris reality show is that I don't think people appreciate that it worked on two levels. There was this whole undercurrent, like, extreme, I hate to use the word darkness, but dark level to it, where you saw these things of like, yo, I don't think Carter, like, it's all about like, oh, we're so in love. But then there was like this darkness of like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
And
he was complete.
And then people, because listen, let me say, I had to go on Reddit immediately because we watched it later.
That's always dangerous when something makes you go to Reddit. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I've got to get a witness right now. And I was like, if people don't talk shit about him, because we waited and I kept looking every episode. Please tell me they've broken up. Please tell me they've broken up. I didn't want it to make to the, by the end, we knew they'd gotten married, but I wanted to find out months later that they'd broken up. We check every day. We can't believe he was at Coachella. We hate that they're still together. But when I went to Reddit, it was like one whole thing of like, Kathy's the worst mother. And I mean, that went on and on and on. And then one whole thing of how awful he was. It was the funnest 2 hours of my life. I read every single one out loud to Julie. The Reddit investigators, they got every nuance. They knew every single thing. Oh. Gross. He infantilizes her. He talks to her like a little girl. He's
What do we say?
Yeah.
What do we do?
The Coachella thing is totally like, you know, he's that guy. If she has like more than two drinks, like, Paris, watch out. We're going to go walking tomorrow. Like, don't, you know, like, you know, he's like, he's reminding her of things all the time. And like, no, I just love you. I just love you. That's why I'm doing this for you. You know,
he said when they were in, they go to his family.
Why can't she get with you, Ryan?
Yeah.
Why can't she get with you?
Yeah. Paris, have you ever been with a thousandaire?
not to brag.
He's still a cloud chaser. She loved that he's not a gold digger, but we're like, he's a fucking cloud chaser. Yeah. He's a cloud digger.
Yeah. When he agreed to be on the show, that's like, once again, if you're suspect, if you truly love somebody and know what the public eye has done to people like Paris, you would say, you know what? I want this relationship to be a little more sacred than that. Maybe you just do one with your mom and I'll just kind of be in a background position.
He wants people to invest in his dumbass hedge fund.
Yeah.
That's what he's there for. Yeah. I mean, in addition to like, he has her and she's a trophy wife. It's like, she's so concerned and she's so happy he has a job, but it's like, she's more of a trophy wife than she's ever been. It's so disappointing.
Yeah.
Like,
he's got crypto written all over him.
Oh,
he's huge in the crypto market, I'm sure.
He sure is. It's a fact.
He undermined her the whole time. He constantly was like, I can't say abusive, but
I made Julie stop saying that.
But he's
about him.
Okay, then he's
wait. What was that conversation like when you have to say, "Hey, can I talk to you about something? I'm gonna need you to stop with the abusive comment."
In fact,
like,
it was on the Patreon, so we have a whole Paris in Love episode, and I was like, "Julie, we need to stop calling him abusive. You said it a few times, like so we had to start. We had to be more careful with our words, like Crystal insists we do."
I was just talking to my friend who's getting married in October. And there is so much to plan. You gotta do the food, you gotta do the food tasting, you gotta book the venue, talk about the DJ, and then not to mention all of the emotion that goes into this. And then all the while you're like, ooh, what would I do if I had a wedding? I've been a part of a lot of weddings over the years, and it's an incredibly stressful process. You go from this newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. So using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish, and it makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste that delicious cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Okay, you guys, here is my favorite part of the show is when I get to talk about who is sponsoring us this week, and it is our good friends at Dame. Dame is this amazing company. I think you know them. In fact, when I was on Sheena Shea's podcast, Shenanigans, we actually did a Dame commercial together because Sheena actually uses them. So it's like they're amazing. So Dame is their daily wellness products for pleasure, intimacy, and connection. We're all adults here, so we can talk about adult themes. And also, this is not something that any of us, especially women, should ever be ashamed of. Now, Dame, they sent me a couple products, and they are like, I've taken them out. I have them right here, and they are cool as hell. Just in the design alone, the bags that they come in, you can plug these things into your computer to charge. I mean, this thing, really like little pieces of art, but let's talk about it. So they sent me a couple things, and the first one they sent me is called Eva. And let's be honest, sex is better when everyone is enjoying themselves. I 100% agree. And that's why Dame Products designed Eva. It is the first hands-free vibrator for couples. You can boost your pleasure and connection for all with this little toy that will not get in the way. And you can use the exclusive code SOBAD today for 15% off site wide. Sharing pleasure during intimacy not only feels good in your body, but it can increase your emotional connection. It can decrease your stress levels, so you can take those good feelings with you throughout the day. But in order to get there, even the most sexually motivated couples can benefit from strategically placed buzz. Enter Dame Products. Dame Products designed its hand-free toy Eva specifically for couples. It nestles close to the body and stays put with just a finger so you and your partner can focus on intimacy. Designed to enhance, not distract, from pleasure. Eva is your sex life's new best friend, so what are you waiting for? Just add this toy into the mix
Discover new layers of pleasure you can share, plus sex you will look forward to. This is that you can't see this, but it is, I don't know if you can hear this. Can you hear that? Is that picking up at all? This thing has like four different speeds. And it is, I mean, it's like, but it's like this really cool looking product. It looks like it's really, the design of it is amazing. And then they also sent me this other thing called Air, A-E-R. And this is a solo product. So if you don't have a partner, if you're not looking to have a partner, this thing is for you. It can improve the quality of your sleep, help you de-stress, relieve pain, and give you that lit from within glow as you go about your day. This Air is a suction vibrator from Dame Products. It's a powerful arousal tool for fans of oral stimulation. Dame's Air creates thrilling pulses of air and a soft seal around the clitoris so you can go all the way right away. Not only is it perfect for beginners, it's also waterproof and features five intensities and five vibration patterns so you can explore what works for you. This is another, how do I turn this on? Oh yeah, do you hear that? Like that is insane. Like that's wild. Another really cool looking one with a cool case. The best part, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days, so your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. So this day, like they're looking to satisfy you one way or the other. This is an insanely cool company. DameProducts.com has it all. It is really just so classy. This website, it's like you can go find your vibe. You can click on that. It tells the bestsellers, the shop. It is really just, I can't. You know, it sounds a little weird me talking about it, I'm sure, but you got to go check it out because it's just really classy. And I really got to say, this is something as you grow up, be able to pleasure yourself. This is not something to be ever ashamed about this. Be as sex positive as you can. And these are safe, safe things that are just kind of amazing and enhance your experience. Also, they gave me sex oil and it's an all natural full body massage oil formulated with arousing ingredients. Sandalwood, love that. Seed oil, sandalwood, cardamom, that all, ingredients, jojoba seed oil, kava root, melatonin, and Damiana. Melatonin? Melatonin's my best friend. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna drink this. But you guys, Dame, but I need you to do what I said to do earlier. Just go to dameproducts.com/sobad today for 15% off site wide. That's code SOBAD to take 15% off your order at Dame Products. DameProducts.com. Always just go check it out, even just for the show, to show people that that you guys are, you're listening and it's worth advertising on this show. But this is a really cool product and the price point is cool. And I think it would be a really nice gift for yourself, honestly. So now back to the remainder of our show.
Words matter.
Okay, come on. That's
from other people, but not from her. But
she's made an impact. She's made an impact.
Yeah, she's so impactful. I'll say that he then he's emotionally manipulative.
He's a gaslighter.
A gaslighter, and he lives to make her feel demeaned while then pretending to not do that. When he said, "I was lost my mind," when they were in his like Michigan lake home where he pretended that's what normal people do.
Well, they're water skiing, normal like all people, hot and
right,
rich.
Like they go on water skiing on the lake and have a big rich house in the lake because that's what normal people do. And then said to her that he wants his kids to be normal and not monsters. And it's like,
yeah, because he'd like implying that her and her family are monsters.
Like,
because they're rich.
Sitting at a lake house, to go, it's just
being a monster.
And he's the monster. He's literally the monster. He is a monster.
We're going to get fucking kicked.
I'm sorry, Paris. I love you.
Okay,
happy.
She's gonna unfollow me now.
You said the word gaslighting, and that was another thing that was huge in Beverly Hills again this past couple of weeks. They've been bringing up gaslighting again. Kyle's like, "You're gaslighting, Crystal." But
oh, yeah.
There's not there. I don't know if Kyle. Like, I don't know if anybody officially knows what gaslighting means anymore.
Here's what I made up. Yeah. I want to tell you what I made up. This is when Julie asked me what it means. Like 4 years ago. We read an article about like gender and somebody who and going to like get into the bedroom with someone and their gender. And they said something about gaslighting. And she's like, "What does that mean?" I'm like, "I think it means," I just pretended this is what it meant. I didn't tell her this is what I thought. I said, "This is what it means. It means that it's like if your gaslight in your car keeps going on, but you're not out of gas. So you start to believe, you keep pulling over, but you're not out of gas. You start to think you're crazy. And even though that's literally not the definition, if you look in the dictionary, which I think is fucking insane, but that's what it is. Making somebody think they're crazy, but they're not. They're actually, they know the truth and they're speaking the truth, or they know the truth, but you're making them think that reality isn't what they feel reality is.
But now it's a buzzword. Now, but see, now it does. It's like almost the power has been taken away, because now it's a buzzword that we make fun of instead of an actual thing that actually gets done. Like, I was even just, I hate to go back to Carter, but the one thing I will say, when somebody demeans somebody like that in the, like, I'm looking out for you, it's like, you know, in his head, he's like, well, I'm better and smarter than you, so I do know the correct path. Like, I do know
Correct path. Yeah, I love when you said that he's going to be like, we have to walk around tomorrow. Don't drink too much. You're going to dehydrate. We still got to walk 3 miles tomorrow at Coachella.
Yeah.
I like when you said that.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
And he constantly made her feel like her life, her lifestyle, her whole being is
also frivolous,
is wrong
and frivolous. And like he was so real,
right,
and
he's
important.
Right. He's so right. Exactly.
But it's like, look who she is. Look who she made herself to be. And look who, like, that's the one thing about, I mean, the only good thing about getting older is that now you almost have a history of pop culture where I'm like, I was around in the Paris Hilton sex tape day. Like, I ran a nightclub when Britney was like, getting out of the thing without underpants and in the, like, I got to see all of this stuff and to see people on the other side of those things, which actually is to your point earlier about, you know, people can change. You can't just write off people. Like, look how amazing Paris is now, kind of put together, created this whole brand of herself. Yeah. Britney has been able to break free of this conservatorship, you know?
Wait, we're what? Joseph's? What club are you talking about?
No, it was called Monroe's. It was on Melrose and Huntley. It was like a 250 person. It was all bottle service, but like DiCaprio and all those guys. It was right around the Bolt House. Like, we were like a split off of like Bolt House stuff. Yeah. So it was... Oh, dude, it was like insane. Like, I remember I had to carry Christina Aguilera out one night. Andy Dick bit one of my bouncers. Everybody has an Andy Dick story. Like, he would just wandered and left a door open at like, he walked in at 3 a.m. Andy Dick just walked in and bit our bouncer. It was like, why?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. I mean, that is the thing, is that people do need the room to evolve and change, or not, or whatever. And it's like Paris, you know, someone like Paris is Paris. We are a culmination of all the things of our history and our life, but we also are the person we are now, and we change. And it's like, this girl went to the school and legislation is hot, and she changed the thing with her mom, and she's growing up, but she's also a flighty, you know, self-centered,
doesn't listen,
ADD,
insane
person, but she's not a bad person. I don't believe she's, you know, she loves animals. She loves her mom and her sister, and she's obsessed with her own self, and she's constantly looking for love, and she doesn't want to be alone. But it's like, he doesn't have the right to, he's trying to control her. At the end of the day, that's the problem, is that he's trying to control her, and he's doing it with any means necessary. And when you see it from the outside, it's sickening. And that's
a lot of relationships are like that. I mean, that's why I think we can recognize that, because a lot of that happens in just normal poor people relationships, you know?
In those relationships, it's fine. Like, the way I can control Julie. But what's important.
No, you're cool with it though. You make it look cool though.
Yeah, I make it like, this is like you want it. What's it called? Aspirational. Aspirational controlling. I think that the Paris Carter thing, this is to go deep cultural socio analysis here.
Okay.
Nice.
It is
okay.
Like, we've grown up with Paris. We all sort of collectively, like, we own them now, like Britney. It's like, they're all part of our country. They don't own themselves. This is why they're crazy. We've torn them to bits. We've destroyed their psyche. They can't listen. They're not great with intimacy or commitment. And it's the same with Johnny Depp. Like, we don't appreciate Amber fucking Heard, whether it was equal or she started the fights or they both did it or he's disgusting and has bags of trash around his fucking house and tile piece of shit, whatever. Don't come in here and take our dude that we already own and we already accepted that he was getting bloated and had his fucking island and his French wife and his fucking hot daughter and all that shit. Don't be coming in here fucking with your lesbian bullshit and fucking ugly ass and sinister bullshit and trying to take Johnny Depp away. We know Johnny Depp's fault. We already accepted Johnny Depp. We don't want you. And we don't want Carter. you know, we will take Britney's dude. We like him.
He seems like he kind of like just works out. Like the pop, he always is like, hey guys, like he always just works out, works on his bod, his summer body. And that's it. Like, you know, you don't know a lot about this guy, but it seems like from all, like, I'm like, I think I like him.
Everybody keep Britney.
Yeah.
He doesn't take her away. He doesn't change her. He's just like, let her do her Victorian hairstyle. Like I'm doing it. And her, you know, new gap in her teeth and stuff.
The Johnny Amber stuff though, is just like, this is kind of like all of pop culture was that first off, somebody said to me, I said, oh man, this trial, it's crazy. And I was talking about like the January 6th hearings. And I just said trial and they were like, yeah, man, that Depp Heard stuff. Woo. And I'm like, no. I don't, I mean, like I care, but I don't care. And I don't like, I don't. And then I was like, I have a lot of friends that like, were so into that trial. I had friends that were like, got like a huge following just from commenting about this trial every day. And I was like, I don't even put that much attention and care into my own life, like my own personal life. Yeah. And these people are like, I'm like, oh my God, imagine if we took this energy and we went and just even like cleaned up trash on the side of a road or something.
Yeah, right.
It's why, but like that's to me is that now it's like, even the things that we're supposed to be paying attention to, it's like, that's not as fun. This other thing over here, this trial is, but we get to hear about mega pints of wine and we get to see Johnny and all his bracelets and we love him from Tim Burton movies and he's so great. And Amber, she has a bad vibe around her and that's gross. So fuck her. Like, it's really weird. Like we put so much into that.
Yeah.
And don't you guys think that's smart? What I said is that we don't want these fucking interlopers coming in and taking people we already know are trash whores.
Yeah.
We know Paris is trash. We love that about
them. See, that's another thing. The government needs to step in there. Like they need to protect our cultural icons.
Regulation. Yeah. We need regulation on this.
Honestly, I know. I couldn't even watch. I couldn't enjoy. Exactly. I couldn't enjoy the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing. Cause I like love him and I don't want to see that part of him. I can't deal with it. And
want it to get picked up for a second season?
No, I want him to go, unless it's a season where he's off without her.
The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, he needs to go. I want him to like lose some weight. Go
can
back.
I tell you though, that, can I tell you, like, even with all of this, like, and I have like a, I just keep, I'll be like, but man, we got to get in shape. Like you can't, let's not tour around with Jeff Bett. Like, let's get in shape. Like, let's take off some of the bracelets. And listen, I know that's your thing. Like, but let's get it all together. Let's like really, let's do Revenge Body by Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah. And what are you going to do? Bring that Celebrity Fit Club. And
I used to love Celebrity Fit Club every Sunday night.
Yes.
So good. I mean, we want him to like, seem like he showered. Just trim down, revenge bod. Absolutely.
He will. He's got to get, you know, that relationship. He's got to get over and do his learning. And hopefully he will, or he'll just do more drugs and whatever. But I think once she's gone, he's got to like, we're going to see. That's going to really be the, because, you know, he's doing some NFTs. He's doing some NFT artwork now.
He's NFT. God, I don't see. We make up bullshit that doesn't exist because we're so like, we don't even like, it's like the metaverse and stuff like that. It's like, why can't we work on this verse? Like, I want this universe to like, we're creating other shit to like other ways of making money that don't exist.
We're all just so bored. Everyone's an underachiever. We're all underpaid. We're disgusting. We're all depressed. I mean, we don't even do Facebook. I want literally like everyone who's on Facebook to like get like hurt. I feel Facebook ruining the world. Like,
no, I mean,
on YouTube, I feel Facebook is the problem.
Because it also then makes you aware of the people in your life that have like slowly given up and lost it. Like, my family members, not like directly blood, but like I will read their Facebook post and I'm like, oh my God, I have to see you at Christmas this year. And like, this is wild shit. Or they'll like jump into conversations you're having with friends because you're connected with them. And then like, I remember this one, somebody that was related to my sister and her husband, like started commenting on a political post that one of my friends did. And I'm like, how do you even know this person? And how do you, like, this is like horrifying.
Yeah, you're like, Mike, gross. Get your QAnon shit out of here. Don't. Yeah, it's completely weird. The whole thing.
I've got about 13 more minutes with you guys, but I did want to talk about somebody that I actually find delightful, Jeff Lewis. And I know you are a guest on his show a lot. And he has a new show that I've been talking about on this because I got to see a bunch of episodes and I really actually loved it. It's called Hollywood Houselift. and it's on Freevee, which you're like, what the F is Freevee? Well, it's IMDb had a streaming service and now it's called Freevee, but you can find it on Amazon Prime, you guys. And yeah. I want to know what you guys think about it, because I just thought, I was like, fuck yeah, he's back. I love Flipping Out. And I got to say, this is to me so in that same DNA. Like, it was like immediately like a warm 20-pound weighted blanket on me. Like, I loved it. What did you guys think?
Yeah. Absolutely. What, seeing him, the second you see Jeff Lewis in the car driving and then going to whatever location, I was like, yes.
Yes.
Like, and we do get to work with him and we see him a lot now. But
we were flipping out a Files.
Yeah.
We were flipping out was our favorite show on Bravo. Yeah. And when we quit Bravo, when we quit freebasing cocaine off the hot waffle iron, we didn't watch the last two seasons of Flipping Out.
Yeah.
We watched Leah's famous episode, which is the finale thing with of course, because we had to see Leah. But we were huge, humongous fans, humongous. And I will say, Jeff kind of invented, he did the Kardashian salad before the Kardashians, and he did it with like Baja Fresh, Paquito Moss. Paquito Moss look like filet mignon. Yeah. I'm like, we need to go get Paquito Moss.
Right, I want it right now.
And that's the only thing missing from the Freevee show is sitting around the table.
Yes, you're right.
They're all eating the
No, well, I mean, I think they're fancier meals, but there was like one eating scene that I saw in an episode around the table. And I was like so thrilled because it was that. And then like the end of the day work drinks that he would make at the place. And I was just like, have you guys gotten to have drinks with Jeff?
Oh yeah.
That's like on the bucket list. Is it magical?
Magic. We've made him make the martinis. And even just watching him eat is like, it's like seeing it in real life. It's like, he makes stuff look so good. I don't know if it's how he chews, his lips, his teeth, what it is, but I mean, he makes everything. And then even on like this serious show, he'll be reading about food. Like he did, like, was it Wendy's?
Oh yeah. Yes.
And we'd be even him talking about food isn't.
We went to Vegas with him and with the radio show people, whatever. And we were at dinner with him and I sat next to him at dinner. And he was like, he was so like almost like a Jewish mother sitting next to me. Yeah. I just didn't expect that of him. He was like, here, Julie, eat this. Try this. Oh, you have to have this. Try this. Did you have this? Did you get enough of this? He was like, I was like, oh my God. He's very, he can be very maternal in a way. And especially
at the same time, very rejecting.
Yes.
And mercurial. I live in fear of him comment. Like he doesn't know me, but like him, like just having a judgment on some part of my life, because he'll say things with like one sentence that will like, I imagine haunt people for years.
Oh, that's the thing. He is cutting like a knife.
When we were in Vegas, we went to, not everyone, but we went to this lunch at Cipriani's at the Wynn.
Oh, yeah.
And we're sitting there and I'm just fucking, I was like popping Adderall at the table. I was like trying not to drink. And like, I'm drinking and I have to get like a little too comfortable and get a little too presumptuous. I'm like Captain Presumptuous. Like, and I say something like, and he was being weird. We had to walk from the Venice, Italy one. What's that fucking called? The Venetian. It was the Palazzo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we walked. And just during the walk, he was just kind of like
aloof. Cold.
Yeah. He was aloof. So then I'm like, now I'm on Adderall and fucking 20 fucking Aperol spritz. And I'm like, well, Jeff's in a mood. and then he goes, I'm not in a mood, but I just want to clear something up. And then the dessert, the waiter comes over and goes, can I get dessert for anyone? And then Jeff's boyfriend, Chef Stu, is like fucking going through the whole menu and like time stopped. Like I was like, oh my God, what is he clearing up? Am I fucked? I look over and everything's like slow motion. And I'm like, and shoot, Stu's still talking about the menu, the dessert. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what's he going to do? Are we fired? And Julie's like this, I'm not. I'm like, what's that? Like, so like, I mean, it was like so stressful and like, but I mean, and it didn't end up even being a big deal. No. I mean, hopefully, but that's the fear that you, that you have to stay on your toes and not.
Yeah, you can't be like, because he really truly is an awesome, like another guy that's like awesome at like Sirius and like the radio show is amazing. But I just really missed him on TV. And it was like really one of those, I forgot how much of a comfort, like they even panned a Zoila at one point, you guys, like Zoila, like, and he hired Zoila's sister. And it was like this amazing. Yeah. Like, I'm like, this is, I really truly miss this. And I love that there's this kind of ragtag bunch of Bravo adjacent people like you guys, Jeff, I would like Heather's in there, like all these people that have, like Leah Black always seems to like hang out with you guys. Like it's like this kind of cool.
I mean, they were all on Bravo.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like now, all of these people, you guys like all kind of found each other and you all have like similar styles of humor that are like, can be really like, Leah can is another person that can cut you, but like hysterically funny at the same time.
I forgot. Oh, when we had already met Jeff before he was, when he was still on Bravo, when we met him, we met him in 2015. So that was like a huge, he was like loving getting the gossip on Vanderpump and we were fucking dying and playing it off like, and was Gage and shit. And we were acting like we just weren't dying.
Yeah.
But then years went by and then he got on Sirius and we had seen him here and there at Leah's house. But when he asked us to do a Sirius show, when we first started it, it was at his house. So, cause it was the pandemic.
Yeah.
We'd go to his house and that was already crazy. Like we felt like we had to put on like business suits and shit. Like we've never seen him in like sweats.
No.
You don't even know what he's.
It's sleeps. Always like perfectly like fit.
Smart, casual. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like I really wonder what his pajamas look like, but it was like probably like we had been there at least five times, like months and months and months went by. And at one point Zoila walked in and that was the first time. And when I tell you, we had to go hug her.
Shit,
like
pants.
I was like, hold me. The level that you're saying she's comforting, like we were dying, exploding. We were on the radio and he's like, oh, that's just Zoila. And we were like, fucking Zoila.
Yes. It is so hard to like talk to like, even you, I remember the first time talking to you guys. I was like, I mean, I was in bed in Hawaii, but I was like freaked out. Like, I was like, oh shit. Like, cause you just never know how these people are going to be. And you build them up so much in your mind. But anyways, go back as we wrap this up. Finally, Patreon is where we need to send people. Right. So it's the show is you can subscribe Dumb Gay Politics. Everybody go subscribe. But it is, you guys talk about politics. It is one of those things. And it's like becoming harder and harder. So you do actually make up ridiculous songs, which actually was making me die. But what is the Patreon? What is on the Patreon?
Patreon's no politics. The Dumb Gay Politics, if you're not liberal, you know, and we used to try to be in the middle and it's just a wrap. Like if you're trying to be in the middle, we can't with you.
But you guys, wait, you guys have common sense though. I mean, like you, it's not like you're like full, like you had opinions about Crystal. You had opinion, like you're common sense. You're not.
Yeah, we're common sense, but I would say there's not much room for republicanism.
Yeah, we don't, we will cancel a politician.
Right now, like right now where we're at now, it's pretty black and white where things need to be legislatively, policy-wise, where we are in the country.
We don't want to hear they're all corrupt.
We know
they're all corrupt.
No.
Go with the better side. Yep. That's your answer.
You got two houses. One's a frat party where everyone's getting raped and one's a party where they're being insufferable twats and they're being self-righteous. I'm going to go to the insufferable twat self-righteous house. Rather than the rape house. So
a great example. That's a really great example. Yeah. It is one of those. I find myself, I remember throughout the Trump presidency, I was just so like in it. Like I was so like, even then you had the pandemic and I would be watching MSNBC 24 hours a day. I would wake up thinking that me watching it would make things move quicker or something.
Yeah, right.
But then I still like, I was like, this is so deranged. Like I was listening to the, what's that Landslide book by Michael Wolff? He wrote that series of books on the Trump presidency that had the inside stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just finished that the other day. And I'm like, wow, I'm still doing it to myself. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck has happened this last decade and piece these things together without somebody screaming at me because my views are too liberally. Like, you know, I got the, you live in a liberal bubble. I just want to learn. I just actually want to learn what happened, you know?
Yeah, you probably love drinking baby's blood and you're in the pedophile.
Wait. I can QAnon. Here's the deal. If this, if it's true and I am like, I'm open to it being true, then if they're after this baby's blood, Hillary Clinton looks like shit, man.
Yeah,
Bill Clinton looks like shit. If this baby's blood's supposed to make you look good, it is not working. you know?
Definitely needs to stop with those weird fucking collars. I don't like the collars.
Well, just think of this too. The Catholic Church, which is mainly mostly conservative, fucks more kids than anyone else on the planet. So deal with your life.
If it is true, I'd love to get some of that blood. I know that. And we haven't been invited into the cabal.
Listen, like, I think open it up to normal people then. Like, why does it got to be celebrities? Like, no, anyway, this is horrible, you guys. I just don't believe it. I just don't believe in QAnon. That's why I go so hard. And I'm like, Tom Hanks is already busy enough. He's not going to like go then and try to do a like, and everybody's like, no, he's making some points, you know?
So I try to just warn people that we, at this point, we go in so hard on Republicans. We try to encourage people to like stop talking to their own family, even though we don't do that.
disconnect. Yeah.
It's like we try to do, but we're just so, and we try to get people to go off Facebook. So there's some things that we are super extreme and we just, and we don't say,
but we
not.
Also, but we do also give it to the AOCs and the extreme left side. And we try and shine a light on some of that bullshit too. So
yeah,
we do, but at the same time, there is a team that one must decide to be on at this point. Yeah. And it's pretty clear which one you need to be on.
But on the Patreon, we don't do any politics.
No.
You can go to julieandbrandy.com. There's a link to a free episode to check it out.
And you guys, I'll put that on all the show notes as well. So
we love and you. I just want you to know you're so smart. You're way like fucking.
Do you say this on every podcast you go on at the end?
No. And I DM'd you after and was like, you got to do Leah. You are like so smart and so funny. You're so below your pay grade. You're fucking your life up. You've made terrible choices. And you know, it's on you. That's on
if you.
You
could have been in my bedroom earlier where that whole thought pattern was going through my head on repeat. Like, you fucked it up, man. It's too late, dude. It's too late. Why are you even, you're talking about housewives nonstop. This is ridiculous. The world is falling apart. What are you doing? But anyways, I just am such big fans of you guys. And that's what I'm saying. Even if you're angry, it's still, and I hate to say this, entertaining. And you guys are entertaining, and you guys, this is why you are who you are. And I do think you have such a huge fan base, and I hope you guys really truly realize that. I do want to show you something really quick because it was on my desk. This is how pathetic my life is. This is the Tom Girardi lingerie that I won at auction from his.
What?
This is the lingerie that was not for Erica, because Erica was like, it doesn't even fit me. And they found this at his, in his office. It was from Agent Provocateur.
And wow.
What does it say the sizes?
Where do you find this? Size 3. It's an Anushka bra red. And then there's like, my mom's worn the underpants on her head. I made her do it. She's very proud of me.
That is amazing.
Wow.
I mean,
I would love for you guys to come over to my place sometime, see my cool stuff. Like,
we're gonna try to set up Paris. We like you for Paris.
Mm-hmm. That would be an amazing reality show of just some like weird dude, like just like, hey, what's going on? You want to see a movie at like AMC at the Grove, you know?
Yeah, hey, I got a bra from Tom Girardi's auction. Maybe you want to check it out.
Yeah, and she'll be like, do you want me to put this on? I'm like, no, it's an heirloom. No, I don't want the Marilyn Monroe, Kim Kardashian thing to happen. This is like going to be taken care of. Well, I hope I get to talk to you guys again, because it's just really always the best time. And I hope we get to meet each other at some point, because I'm really, this is the one thing I remember last time. I remember going like, hey, I'd like to drink with you guys. And then I was like, that's so sad. And possibly like, you know, says I have a problem. I was like, I'm a good drinker. I'm a good drinker, you guys. Yeah. Like, I can drink.
We'll do it. Okay.
If you want to come on our podcast and scream about politics, you can.
If you ever need somebody, because I don't get to do that a lot on this, and I would love to. So anytime you do need somebody, let me know.
All right. You can tell us about the landslide book. We didn't read it. Did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished all three. Michael Wolff wrote three of those books over the course of his presidency. And like, you know, like it's tawdry and a little like, you know, National Enquirer, but there's like some really good bits. And it's just funny because if you come from a comedy background, like it's so horrifying, but like there's so much comedy in it. And the fact that like everybody, and we're seeing this with the January 6th stuff too, is like people were just, yeah, man, say you won. Like, you know, like you're telling me Rudy was drunk? No way. Like, it's weirdly funny.
Yeah.
We'll have you on. We'll talk about it.
Okay. We love you, honestly. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we will drink with you.
Woo! That's what I'm going to tell my sponsor next time. Like, they said, let's drink. And then I fell off the wagon. I wanted to impress them. Yeah. Ryan, cut that last
one. Sober, are you gross?
Betches.